Just on the side, there's another major issue coming to the World Court right now, which has also not been reported here, but ought to be. It's connected with nuclear weapons. There's a lot of discussion in the press now about the Non-Proliferation Treaty. You're all reading about that, and how we got to make sure that those rogue states sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty for another 25 years. The Non-Proliferation Treaty has the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has two aspects. One is that countries that don't have nuclear arms are committed, those the signers, not to develop them. Of course, with the usual exceptions. If it happens to be a U.S. client state, they can do anything they feel like. But states other than U.S. client states who are exempt from any provisions, they are not supposed to develop nuclear weapons. But there's another side to it, which is less discussed, and that is that the states that have nuclear weapons are committed to eliminating them. Okay, that's the other half. That's why other states that don't have them sign the treaty. Well, the first half of the treaty, the United States pays no attention to. The Clinton administration recently announced that it was going to at least make a statement about ending. In fact, Clinton announced a speech in which he said, this White House announced a speech, which he was going to say something about moving towards the elimination of nuclear weapons. But when he actually gave the speech, that phrase was taken out, and he just said something general about disarmament. Well, there is a World Court case coming that's relevant to that. They're hearing it now. The World Health Organization, there's an Indonesia connection on this, incidentally. The World Health Organization, over the vociferous opposition of the United States, Britain, and France, agreed to request the World Court for an advisory hearing on the legality of possession use, but that means also possession of nuclear weapons. The U.S. was bitterly opposed, as was Britain, but the World Health Organization did agree. And that is coming before the World Court. They're under, again, a lot of pressure not to give an advisory commission an opinion, or else to give the one that the U.S. wants. The Indonesia connection is this. This came to the World Court at a time when Indonesia happened to be the head of the non-aligned countries. The non-aligned countries are a grouping, and there's a revolving chair, and happened that Indonesia was the chair that year. The non-aligned countries agreed to submit a resolution to the World Court supporting the World Health Organization. The United States and Britain and France threatened Indonesia with sanctions unless they withdrew that. They like massacring a third of the population of East Timor. Well, that's okay, no sanctions for that. But advancing to the United Nations, but some things really are crimes, putting before the World Court a resolution of most of the people in the world, calling on them to address the request of the World Health Organization. Well, Indonesia backed off quickly. When the big mafia don threatened sanctions, you don't sit around. So when something's important, the United States and its clients, Britain especially, they know how to act tough, and that tells us something too. It tells us something about none of this has ever been reported here as far as I'm aware. I mean, I learned about it from a church newspaper in Canada, and I then mentioned it to John Pilger, a very good British reporter, and he investigated it in England, and he was able to break the story in England. As far as I know, it's never been reported here. Or maybe a few things here and there, but never in the mainstream. Well, that's another important one. It's a particularly important right now with the Non-Proliferation Treaty coming up, but it also tells you something about how to influence Indonesia, easy, when the United States decides to do it.